All right, glory to God. I want to thank everyone that have kept the angel rolling through the two meetings, about two or three meetings that I've missed so far. We give thanks to God. And I don't want to be doing recorded teachings. If not, I would have resorted to that, but I count it better to do live teaching, since we are using God's time and not our time. We are all welcome to tonight's prayer meeting. Can you make welcome someone close to you and say, welcome to tonight's meeting? MPJ, welcome to tonight's meeting.
You're all welcome to tonight's meeting. MPJ is actually at rest. He's resting.
Hallelujah. All right. The title of my teaching tonight is Two Birth. Two Birth. Depending on how you pronounce it, you know, MP Davis said in one of his teaching, he said they tried to confuse them in secondary school that W-O-R-K is not pronounced work, it is work. And till today, we are still trying to reconcile the pronunciations as Africans. So whether you call it birth or you call it birth, whichever one works for you. But at least I know the spelling of what I'm trying to pronounce is B-I-R-T-H, to bring forth. So the title of my teaching tonight is Two Birth. I remember in one of our contacts with the two baptism. So tonight we are looking at two births. And subsequently, I will have us look at another teaching title, Why Jesus Manifest. Why Jesus Manifest. Don't worry, when that time comes, we'll know. My text is taken from the book of John chapter 3, verse 5. Let's open it. John chapter 3, verse 5. Two births. John chapter 3, verse 5. I need somebody with a very good vocal cord, like MP Esther, to read it for us. MP Tony is soft-spoken, so we might not be able to hear him. MP Esther, can you read it for us? John chapter 3, verse 5. John chapter 3, verse 5. Yes, MP Esther or MP Tony, anyone. John chapter 3, verse 5, quickly. Is anybody there? When we don't respond.
And he said, John 3, 5 said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
All right. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So, from this scripture, we can see that there are two births. And the two births is being born of water and being born by the Spirit. And according to, so We want to look at the first birth. There are two kinds of birthing according to the Bible. The first birth is the birth of regeneration. The second birth is the birth of resurrection, the birth by resurrection, the birth by resurrection. The first birth is the birth by regeneration. The birth of regeneration is perfected by the Holy Spirit. The birth of resurrection is done by the Holy Ghost. Don't worry, when we go into the body of the teaching, you will understand much more better. So, in the Garden of Eden, when God created man, God can only visit man. As you will remember in the book of Genesis, that God used to visit them in the cool of the evening. God could only visit man, but man could not visit God. Even though man had the ordination to be among the gods, man could not realize the full potential of his ordination in having dominion. Because the ability to dominate can only be sustainably exercised by the Holy Ghost. So even though, according to the book of Genesis, I think Genesis chapter 1 verse 13, about when God created man, he said that man should have dominion over everything. Let me look for it. If you know it, Bible student, Genesis chapter 1 verse what? Is it chapter 1? Somebody help me with that scripture.
It should be in chapter 1.
Chapter 1 verse what? Is it verse 20? All right. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You will see that the ordination of man is to have dominion. And according to the testament of God in the spirit, it is not that man already has dominion, it is that let them have. Let them have. It's not that man has already have it. Let them have dominion. And the way that God intended that man will have dominion is not just that man will be man. It is that man will be engulfed, will be anointed by the Holy Ghost. It is that man will receive the residence of the Spirit of God within him. And that is why in the midst of the Garden of Eden, there is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and then there is the tree of the fruit of life there. And the tree of life is the tree that typifies the indwelling of the Spirit of God. It is after man has ate that tree, you will see that God sent Adam and Eve out of the garden, because God suspected that Adam and Eve may want to come back to that tree of life and eat it. And according to the testimony of God, if they eat that tree of life, they will be damned forever. It will seal their fate as being damned. So the way that God intended that man will have dominion is that man will be engulfed, man will be baptized with something other than himself. And we know this by the book of Psalms 110. He said, thou shalt set the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemy. Dominion, rulership is under thee, is the jurisdiction of the Holy Ghost. So the way that man is going to exercise dominion is that man will be baptized of the Spirit of God. So in the Garden of Eden, Adam, God could come to man, Jesus could come to man, but man could not go to God, even though he had the ordination of having dominion over the earth. Just like before you became a believer, there were certain spiritual gifts that were manifesting you. They were manifesting unconsciously. Then when you became unconscious that, oh, this gift is there, then you discover that you don't have what it takes to make that spiritual gift manifest again. Probably when you were growing up, you used to have angelic encounter, and then suddenly when you now realize that, okay, this angelic encounter is actually makes me special, then you now made up, when you now made up your mind that, okay, you want to make this thing a reality, then you discover that you don't have what it takes to make it a reality until you come under the pressing of our Lord Jesus. So the first birth is the birth of regeneration. And in the birth of regeneration, God intended that the Spirit of God will indwell in your spirit man. The Bible says that, according to John chapter 3, that which is born of the Spirit, that is the Spirit of God, is the Spirit, which is your human spirit. And it doesn't just stop there. It is that your spirit will now begin to enter into the kingdom of God. That your human spirit will be receiving frequency, will be receiving instructions from the kingdom of God. And that is why when you look at the book of Matthew, we see that our Lord Jesus gave many parables. He will call them the parable of the kingdom of heaven. All those teachings on the kingdom of heaven are teachings for those that are regenerated. It's not for unbelievers. And the teachings of the kingdom of heaven has to actually do with the rulership of the Spirit of God over your human spirit. So the first birth is the birth of regeneration. We all remember in the book of Romans, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, somebody complete it for me. If any man be in Christ, is he what?
New creation.
Somebody help me out. If any man be in Christ, is he what?
Is a new creation.
Is a new creature. All things are past away. Behold, all things are made new. That walking there is the workings of the Holy Spirit indwelling in your human spirit. So I wrote here. I hope I'm still live. Let me check. All right, I'm still alive. So, the indwelling of the Spirit of God is intended as two functions. The first function is discernment. Now, we are not talking about the discerning of the gift of the discerning of spirit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying a discernment whereby you can tell that which is God and that which is of the devil. Remember in the book of Genesis chapter 2, when the serpent came, that there was no discernment for Adam and Eve.
Sadewa Ofamba.
They want to off the generator, dear Lord. Let's turn into prayer.
Or okay.
Let's just pray.
We're here. Kari humana takari humati rakashi data. Kebun kabun takari rakatu mati rakashi ini rakipumana da. Kiri tu. Titi. Abu kanati rakatu mashati aboru mana takaru kenya. Kete yara kapu papa para takaru kenyana to tete yapu. Kaburi yara katu mate yara kate yato kenyara kapu pari yato tati. Burung kapura takate kete ki burung kapura to te yara kate yato kana parata. Burung te yara kate yato tete te kete ki burba papa 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 papa. Teki burung kanda kata 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 kapa pari ya rakutu kini atu mati ya ta kata. Parintu ki burung tata kaporu tati ya rakate ya tu ta kanda kapu manati. Teki burung kapu natu ta kanda kata 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 kaporu tuti ya tu mati. Paranta kato kini na kaporu manatu ti ya kata kandu dati ya kapurati. Tini ki burung kanda. Barinku ya kapuruma, karo kanati ya karo kanata kapuratu. Tira kapuruna kadeira kadeya tatata kata kata kapaparu tututu. Hariki buru kapunatu kana kaparata kapapapari ya ratumati. Teki buru kapona takata te ya kapo papori ya rato mashe ya rato. Kapona tutu te ya rakapona ta kapuru na tata te ya rakapu mapa. Bara kapuru te 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 ke te ya to kapona te ya rakapu paporu tamurua. Teki buru kapona tu takana kata kaparata te ya takata kata. Burung tiara kapu papa 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 burung mati yara tu te te te. Teki burung kapu papa 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 rata kate indu tati ya puruma. Teki burung parata kapu papa burung mana ta 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 ta. Teki burung kapu papa papa burung kana kate ya burung tati ya purpa. Burung tatu ta kata kata kapu burung mana ti itu te 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 te. Teki buru ta 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 param pa 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 parum. Teki buru kapura tu ta kapura tu kana te yu ta ta. Adeki buru kapura tu ta kapara tu mati ya tu ta. Araka pa 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 puruma. Araka te ya purum kiti ya tu ta kani ya purum mata tia. Teki burung kapa para taka niara kapu mata dia kapuruka. Teki burung kan niara kapuru mana dia tu tata ta. Barung tak kapa para taka tegi tu tati ti ti ti. Tegi tu dua tu tak kapu papu para tato takana. Barung tak tu ki buru dia tak kapu para tiyo du. Teki burung kapa taka niara dia taka tiwa. Thank you.